The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
All right, so it's an unwritten rule. It's 9:25 here on the Joe Piscopo Show. Al Gattullo, Joe Cipilia, filling in for Joe, who is off today. He's taking his daughter in for a procedure. He will be back on the show on Monday. But it's an unwritten rule that when we have anybody on from Monmouth County, you have to play Bruce Springsteen to bring them on. And I've had this state senator on my Beercast show before, but it's the first time he's been on the program on the Joe Piscopo Show on this end of things. And we're talking about beer. I remember the glory days of 2018, 2019, when I could go to a brewery and have a beer and not have to be under so many different restrictions that are now have now taken effect as of July 1st. And one of the big champions of craft beer within the state is our next guest here on the program, State Senator Vin Gopal. He represents the 11th District, which represents portions of Monmouth County. Senator, good to talk with you again. How are you today?
Good, Al. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Senator, the New Jersey Alcohol Beverage Control back on June the 30th decided to implement or rather notify breweries that they would begin enforcing rules starting July 1st that were put in place back in 2019. Then they were upheld temporarily by Governor Murphy, but then reinstated in 2020 without any enforcement, obviously due to the pandemic. Now, I've read a number of statements from different legislators around the state that none of them were notified beforehand that this was going to take place. Were you informed at all that this was going to happen?
I was not.
Okay. And I know that that you're a big champion of the brewing industry, and I know a lot of the brewers around the state. Thank you for that. A segment of the tax population that contributes $2 billion annually to the state. Why does it seem like the New Jersey ABC is trying to stifle these brewers from trying to make a living?
Well, look, you know, I everything was going fine. Nobody was really complaining a month ago. The restaurants were happy. The breweries were happy. Everything was going fine. So, yes, I do think this came out of nowhere. But I've had really good conversations with the ABC director, Jim Graziano, over the last few days. Okay. I respect where he's coming from. I don't agree with everything, but he seems very open to legislation. And if the legislature passes it, he believes he's interpreting the original legislation, which is predates when I got there or others.
Right.
And so, you know, I'm in the process, bipartisan, along with Senator Testa and a number of other legislators from around the state. I'm introducing a bill. I was communicating with the Senate president yesterday on it to do away with the events. It's crazy that we're limiting how many events they can do.
Right.
To not allow them to contract with a food vendor doesn't make any sense. I mean,
right.
If someone's drinking, you want them to eat, so they're sobering. And do it in a way where we can contract with the restaurants, so they'll be happy. And at the end of the day, what you know, these breweries are making, or any of these products, right? Distilleries, right? They're making the products there. They're not selling Budweiser or Heineken. They're not. People know why they're going there. So to
right.
continue to try to limit the free market, especially on what they can do when they're only selling the beer that they're making in their place, it's really gotten to a crazy point. And you're right, it's a big industry in the state, not just in the state, across the country.
Right.
And why we would try to put more restrictions on it when everyone else is doing well. You know, if you're going to a restaurant and you want to have a glass of Cabernet or a screwdriver or something, you're not going to the brewery. I mean, it's all very clear. So, yes, I do think this is an unnecessary fight. But, you know, I've appreciated the ABC director over the last 4 days that he's open to the legislation. So we're going to put that bill in. We're going to try to move it. And I hope that the governor signs it.
So, Well, you know what it sounds like to me, Senator Gopal, it sounds to me like the ABC was trying to regulate entertainment here and not alcohol, because a lot of the restrictions that they were putting in place, you can only have 25 events a year, your TV has to be a certain size, you can't sell coffee was one of the rules. I mean, listen, I know of one brewery in the state that brews coffee. Death of the Fox Brewery is the only one that brews coffee, so it sounds to me like that was directly targeting them as opposed to anybody else. So to me, I felt like they were overreaching here in terms of trying to regulate entertainment. But what you're saying to me is the director wants this legislated as opposed to setting up a certain amount of rules to have the state say, okay, here's what you can do and can't do. And then the ABC will come in and enforce those, that law that is on the books.
Yeah, he told me that he believes he's interpreting the intent of the legislature. So if the legislature changes that intent, then he will interpret a different way. So we're going to do the bill, get rid of the events, have the coffee, allow the food contractors, allow everything else. And
right.
I've spoken to a number of my constituents who own restaurants and who own, and I sympathize. They paid, we've got liquor licenses here at the shore. They paid, million, yep. 1.2 million. But that's a totally different operation. And they said, well, we just don't want the breweries to turn into restaurants. And I said, they're not, you're going in there and you know what you're getting. They're not selling your products. They're not selling your wines. They're not selling your Budweiser. They're not selling your other stuff. And as long as they continue to do that, why should we limit, how many events they can have, or if they want to contract with your restaurant and do a catering order? None of that really makes any sense. And that doesn't prevent anyone from not going to the place they want to go to. It's putting weird and unnecessary restrictions on one industry that we don't really do for any other industry.
That's entirely true, Senator. And it's funny, I've talked to a number of different brewers over the last several weeks, and they all say the same thing. None of them are looking to open restaurants. They just want to brew beer. They're not looking to get into that, rabbit hole of something else. And I do agree with you. The liquor license laws in the state of New Jersey are archaic. They're well over 100 years old. They date back to the Prohibition era in the 1920s. They need to be changed. I know you and others have tried to modify those rules. I'm wondering if there's a way where you can kind of make everybody happy by saying, look, we need to modify these liquor license rules. Maybe it's a tax credit or a tax break to those who have already spent, exorbitant amounts of money in buying these liquor licenses, which have become a commodity in New Jersey, and maybe give them a break over 5 years or 10 years or whatever it is to kind of offset the cost of that license. Would you and others in the legislature be open to doing that?
Oh, yeah. And we've had a number of bills. Former Assemblyman Bersicelli, who unfortunately lost his seat last year, was one of the champions on that. Tax credits is a huge way. We have the most archaic liquor laws. It's got to change. Also, we got a number of pocket licenses. We've got people owning several licenses, and we know you can only have a certain number in each of New Jersey's 565 towns, and they sit on the licenses, so they don't have competition in the town, so there's only one or two bars. Completely got to be changed. We've got a few bills in there right now. Just obviously a tough issue and a complicated issue, but I think this is the time to do it with all the federal funding and federal art money that the state of New Jersey has right now, is to try to spend a little bit of this and fix these liquor license laws once and for all.
We're talking with State Senator Vin Gopal. He represents the 11th District, represents portions of Monmouth County here on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer, Al Gattullo and Joe Sebelia sitting in as Joe is off today. He will be back on Monday. And Senator, as I mentioned earlier, you have been and continue to be a huge supporter of the breweries in New Jersey. And again, you mentioned that Senator Mike Testa and yourself are trying to introduce a bipartisan law to fix a lot of these things. So the legislature gets back into session in September. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, so that's the earliest that something can be done from a legislative standpoint. Is that right?
Yeah, and I've spoken to ABC. I'm holding them to it that they're not, they don't have investigators out there tomorrow. Obviously, that's easier said than done.
Right.
But they're, I said, they're telling me the intent is not to hurt anyone, and I understand how that doesn't look that way. So we're trying to work with them and try to do this productively, because at the end of the day, I'm sure the governor is going to look to ABC to make before he signs this bill. So I'm trying to work collaboratively with them. I've always had a good working relationship with the director there. He's been there for a few years now, I think since 2018 or 2019. So I think it's positive, and we're going to do what we have to get there. And I got to tell you, the number number of legislators who've reached out, probably more on this than any other issue. Senator Dignan from Middlesex County, Assemblyman Calabrese from Bergen County, Senator Greenstein, real bipartisan, Senator O'Scanlan, my colleague here in Monmouth County, real bipartisan support from across the state on this issue. It's not a Democrat or Republican issue.
No, it's not. And you know what? All of you guys get it because it's about tax revenue. And $2 billion is a big number that goes into the state coffers that can help a lot of people. Finally, Senator, you recently opened a new food pantry and family services center in Red Bank. Can you tell the folks a little bit about it and on what days it's open?
Sure. Thank you. It's open through my nonprofit Civic Association on Tuesdays and Thursdays in the Red Bank area, right on Shrewsbury Avenue. Search it right over there. It's right actually next to New Jersey's only charitable pharmacy. So if there are those folks who are having medication trouble, they can go there. But this food pantry, we've had a huge need for food insecurity in the Red Bank area. We had a child last year who was crying in the middle of her virtual class because she was hungry. Even people working with inflation and gas prices, people working two jobs still are having challenge with food security. So anybody you know that needs help, please take a look, or they can go on the website, vingopalcivic.org, and open Tuesdays and Thursdays or by appointment for anybody that needs food, especially a lot of our seniors who are living on fixed incomes.
Our guest has been State Senator Vin Gopal. He represents the 11th District, represents portions of Monmouth County. Red Bank, of course, is included. Senator, thanks so much for joining us on the Joe Piscopo Show today. Very much appreciated. Have a great weekend and continued success. And hopefully you guys will get this bill passed in September and we can keep things moving along with craft beer in New Jersey.
Thank you so much for having me and for covering this.
You got it. He is a good man, and he is really a big supporter of the breweries. And again, as he mentioned, it's a bipartisan issue. You've got Democrats and Republican lawmakers that are coming out and talking about this and want to see change. And speaking of which, the Republican who is leading the charge here, State Senator Michael Testa, he's serving the 1st Legislative District way down in Vineland, New Jersey. He's going to join us next on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970 The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.